Hi there. It is Wendy in for John. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch, and President Biden issues likely the last round of student debt forgiveness before he leaves office. So I thought it appropriate to talk to Ray Kaplan of Kaplan Law Firm. Ray, how's it going?
It's going great. How about you?
It's going wonderfully. Now, President Joe Biden's administration announced on Friday another $4.28 billion in student loan relief for nearly 55,000 public service workers. When he leaves office, this may be over, right?
Well, okay, so he had a few new rules and regulations that made it easier for people to get public service loan forgiveness of their loans. So that's people who work in the public sector, teachers, firefighters, doctors, nurses, and anybody who works for the government. So a lot of people, we had a ton of clients where we were receiving the letters also just forgiving their entire loan balances. So public service loan forgiveness is written into the law, and that's not going anywhere. So the new rules and regulations that the Biden administration had, which kind of expedited some things, those are what's coming to an end.
All right. Well, I think it's very good that people who work in the public sector do get forgiveness. What about military personnel? Does that count?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Military counts or post office, police officers, firefighters, teachers, doctors, nurses. So anybody really working for the government or any not-for-profit entity. So, for example, even if you're working as maintenance staff at Chicago Public Library and you have a whole bunch of loans that you took up to put your kids through school, you're eligible for public service loan forgiveness.
All right. And what happens to people not in the public sector after Joe Biden leaves office?
Yeah, great question. So there is a ton of relief available also for people who work in the private sector. The key is that you have to know how to access it. So really that's where we come in because the system is very complicated, right? And people can make a lot of mistakes and the servicers definitely do not tell you what all the options are available. I think there's going to be right now coming in January and February, a huge surge in people's loan payments going up. Because the servicers are going to be putting everybody into a standard payment plan. So a lot of borrowers out there, probably about 8 million, are going to be kicked off the SAVE plan, which is a Biden administration rule that's coming to an end very shortly here. And so about 8 million borrowers are going to see their loan payments drastically increase.
Now, is this something, Ray, that before your kid goes to college, you can talk about and work out with you to see how the loan will benefit you and where you should get the money from? I mean, do you have those services?
Yeah, absolutely. So before you go to college, the decisions that you make as a parent and as a student before you go to college are going to be the ones that are going to either cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars or save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. It is that important that you make a plan before college. And, you know, we want to kind of bring back the joy to having your kids go to college. It should be an exciting time and not a very stressful time. And that's what's nice about federal loans is that if you know and understand what's available, and in terms of scholarships and work study programs and grants, you can go to college and you can put your kids through college without having to take out a second mortgage or a private loan or doing something that is going to hurt you financially. A lot of people will borrow out of their 401ks and not know that there's a big tax hit if you do that. So you have to pay taxes on that. So what we do is we counsel people before your kids go to college. Best time really to do that is when your kids are in grade school or high school.
Grade school? Come on. You have to pre-plan that far in advance?
Oh, yeah. Because
wow.
The cost of college these days is astronomical. And so you need a good plan in place if you want your kids to be able to go to college, because it's not like the old days where, you know, you could take out loans and go to college for, you know, $10,000, $15,000 a year. Some of the private schools are $85,000, $90,000 a year. And, you know, we want to give everybody access to scholarships and the best type of federal loans, because not all loans are created equal. You need to know what type of loans to take out.
All right, well, hold your thought. She's Ray Kaplan. How do people get in touch with you, Ray? We're going to take a break, and then we have some callers that have questions for you. But what's the best website or phone number?
So our phone number is 312-294-8989, and you can schedule a pre-college planning consultation, or if you already have loans and are just not sure how to handle them, same thing, student loan consultation, or visit us at financialrelief.com or raykaplan.com. We have a lot of information on our website.
Wendy Snyder in for John Williams. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch, and we have Ray Kaplan on the line with us. Someone, how much money have you saved people in student loan debt at this point right now?
Right now, we're over $23 million that we had in loans forgiven.
Oh, this, I love to ask you every time because it always grows and it always amazes me. All right, Ray, we have some listeners who have some questions for you, and we'll start out with Becky. We just lost Ray. You got to get Ray back on the line. Hi, Becky. How are you?
Hi, Wendy. I'm so excited to hear you on the radio.
Thank you so much, because you're going to talk to me for a second while we get Ray Kaplan back on the line. Yeah, a lot of people are taking the holiday off, so here I am sitting in for John Williams today, and John will be back, I think, next year. Don't you love saying that to people?
Well, I love it, because every time I listen to you, I feel like we've led parallel lives, you know, when you talk about the ADHD and
yeah,
the rock and roll life. Growing up in the western suburbs, I'm like, oh, she's my soul sister.
Oh, well, that's great. And so you had a question for Ray Kaplan, and this is where we may differ. Are these loans for you or your kid?
Yeah, they're actually for me, because I had to go back to school. I had to go back to grad school in my 50s. And so I have about $20,000 in loans, and I'm working in a non-for-profit. But I've been there for 3 years. I'm not sure if I'm going to be there for the full 10. And so I'm wondering if I'm able to pay off the balance. Should I pay it off in full? Should I pay off some of it?
Well, that is a great
is there
question.
Any benefit to that?
I will. We have Ray back on the line. No. Oh, you know what? I don't think she plugged in her cell phone because we can't get in touch with her. I know. It's going straight. She's probably still on hold. Well, this kind of puts a problem in our lives, Becky, because I don't have the answers to this. And, you know, I can't believe, I think bottom line on this is colleges should not charge as much. And I really believe enrollment is down. So then it's like, I don't know, shouldn't they reduce their tuition? That's what my question
right,
would
that,
be.
Yeah, you know, it's capitalism. They want to do it. They want to use.
No. All right. We have issues here. Now Becky is gone. All right. Ray, you're here. I'm trying to remember.
I'm back.
Okay. Becky is in the public sector. She has $25,000 left in her student loans. She had to go back for her master's. And she wondered if she should pay it off now. I can't remember exactly. This is terrible.
Okay. She works in a nonprofit.
Yeah. Oh, she works at a nonprofit.
And won't be there for the full 10 years and is wondering if she should just pay off the balance.
Okay. Thank God.
Well,
thank you.
Maybe not, because right now we can get her credit retroactively for previous years that she's worked at not-for-profit. So either at her current job or any previous jobs even. So going all the way back to 2007, we can potentially get credit under her belt towards that magic 120 months that she needs. So I would tell her, give us a call. We can schedule a consultation for you, because it really is pretty complicated. But there's a way to do it where you might be much closer to loan forgiveness than you think. And the rules are going to be changing. So let's get her as much credit under her belt retroactively as we can.
Okay, and 312-294-8989 is where you can schedule a consultation. You can also go to financialrelief.com. And Becky, I sure hope you were listening. I think we got your question. I'm scared to touch the phone now, so Colin, can you click line two for me? And Mary has a question for you, Ray Kaplan. I think we have both of you.
Sure. Okay, my question is, if you have a private loan with a private bank, but you are working in the public sector, what is the term for forgiveness? Is it 10 years or more?
So if you have a private loan, you don't qualify for public service loan forgiveness. So this only applies for people who have federal student loans, not private loans. Who's your servicer?
Oh, it's a private bank.
Okay, you're certain that they're not federal loans?
No, they're not federal loans. It's a private bank.
Okay, yeah. If it's private loans, there is no public service loan forgiveness on private loans. So in that case, there are a few options. You may want to refinance if your interest rate isn't great or if you think you can get a reduction in interest. Mm-hmm. And there's a few other things we can do as well for private loans.
See, okay. Mary, right. you should give Ray a call, Mary, because honestly, mm-hmm. Ray, I wish you were around like 20 years ago before mm-hmm. anyone made these decisions, because you think, oh, I'm going to do a private loan. This is going to be better than public. I mean, Mary, I'm sure that's what you thought at the time, right?
Well, it isn't me. It's my granddaughter.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the colleges and the universities should be ashamed of themselves charging what they're charging. I mean, that's the reason we're in this predicament.
Exactly.
Who can afford it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Mary, good luck to
Too
you.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You.
And
Thank you too.
Ray, for people who are listening that are frustrated, there's no way these tuition costs are going to go down. But how do people reach you to get a consultation? Because you can save them some money, like a lot of it.
Absolutely. So give us a call, 312-294-8989, or check us out at financialrelief.com. If you have loans, 90% of the time, we can get your loan payment reduced or potentially even get your loans forgiven or get you on a path to loan forgiveness. And if you have private loans, there are some things we can do also to potentially get that loan reduced as well. But it's a little trickier with private loans. But for most people, there's an option. There are ways to save a lot of money. And look, sometimes we just had one lady, her forgiveness came through, $436,000 in loans completely forgiven.
Jeez.
And that was because she just followed the process under the federal loan statute. And so she only had to pay back of her loans. She took out around $40,000. She wound up paying back, I think, around $70,000. But it's all interest and capitalization. All that adds up over years and years. And she was able to get that forgiven, which is really what you want.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Ray. Happy holidays to you and financial.
Happy holidays.
Yes, thank you. Financialrelief.com. Hello, it's Wendy in for John Williams on the Wintrust Business Lunch. And Apt offers same day delivery. What? There's still time to get last minute gifts? Carl Prouty joins us now, Apt technologist. How are you, Carl?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. All right. Is it true that if you order today or tomorrow before 1 p.m., and there are some stipulations, you have to live within a 40-mile radius of Apt, but people can be getting their Christmas presents on time?
Yep, all the way through tomorrow. So those last-minute shoppers, we got you covered.
Oh, that is totally cool. All right. What are some quality wow gifts that are available at Apt in the technological world?
Well, so we have Fujifilm makes a camera called the Instax Mini 12, and that's been very popular for a couple of years. This year, we're actually carrying a nice bundle, and it's under $100. So you get an instant camera, you get extra film, you get a photo album, a carrying case, and an idea book just to kind of help you figure out what you want to take pictures of if you're not taking pictures of just your friends.
That is a great little idea. It's funny to me, Carl, that, you know, I have so many pictures on my iPhone, as does everyone else, but these are actual instant pictures like the old Polaroid, right?
Exactly, yeah, and there's just, it's so much more personal. It's so much warmer when you can hand somebody a picture versus just transferring it on your phone. It's nice and all, but like, but having the physical photo with you is just it makes more of an impact, really.
What do you think the age range is? Because I could imagine this being very popular for like junior high kids. What do you think?
That's certainly part of it. I have a 20-year-old daughter, and she uses hers all the time, too.
Yeah.
So it's not really limited to just kids. This is something that everyone can enjoy.
That is really cute. All right, so wasn't it Norelco when Santa came flying down the hill on the Norelco shaver? Do you remember those commercials?
Oh yeah. We've got some great deals on the Norelco wet and dry electric shavers right now. Really, their whole line of products is on sale. So if you have somebody in the family that's maybe looking a little grizzly, want to get them cleaned up a little bit, there's some great products here.
And that's on sale as well. These are all like pretty great prices, which Apt is known for. Bluetooth speakers? Because this is something I think everyone would want in their stocking.
Yeah, Bose makes one called the SoundLink Flex 2. And it's just a little, it's designed to be portable. It's designed to take around with you. It sounds incredible, and it's $30 off. Bose really never goes on sale. So if you are in the market for a small speaker that you can keep on your desk or bring around with you as you travel, it's $119, and it's normally $150. So it's a really great value, and it sounds amazing.
Okay, we mentioned the Fujifilm Instax Mini Bundle, and there are also video pictures that people like to see, and there's a frame that you can download pictures into. This is cool.
Yes, and this is I think this is one of the best possible gifts you can give to anybody that you care about. They're made by Aura. There's one in particular called the Mason, and it's a 9-inch frame, so you can display a 9-inch picture in this, and it uses an app. So like we bought one for I have three sisters. We bought one of these for my parents last year, and you basically take any photos that you've taken on your phone, and you can download them onto the app from anywhere. So all you need to do is get it set up for them, and they don't have to do anything else. You're feeding pictures to it, so they always get to see updates on your kids, updates on what's going on in your life without having to go online and look on social media. These are popping up right on the photo frame in their house, and they don't have to do anything but look at them and enjoy them.
That sounds really cool. All right, well, Apt offers same-day delivery. If you go to apt.com, you can enter your zip code and whatever product you're looking at, and they can tell you if it will arrive on time. Thank you so much, Carl. Carl Prouty from Apt Electronics, wishing you a very cool Yule.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Thank you so much. You can go to apt.com, pleasing people since 1936. And now the Wintrust Business Minute. Here's Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Bolingbrook-based Hyzon, which makes hydrogen-powered trucks, says nearly all of its employees could be laid off early next year. The company's running out of cash and customers are delaying orders. Hyzon says it's been unable to raise funds and faces headwinds in the hydrogen space. If it can't find the money necessary or a buyer, the layoffs will be completed next February. It has about 100 workers in Bolingbrook, where it assembles hydrogen fuel cells used to power garbage trucks, buses, and semis. It also has offices there. Hyzon also operates in Troy, Michigan. A company that produces sustainable aviation fuel will make Illinois its new home. Avina Clean Hydrogen will build an $820 million sustainable aviation fuel facility in southern Illinois. The exact location hasn't been selected yet, but it will create about 150 full-time jobs. Avina will produce up to 120 million gallons of green aviation fuel. Some of it will be used at O'Hare and Midway airports. Over its lifespan, the project's anticipated to prevent an estimated 25 million metric tons of carbon emissions annually in aviation. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Williams this afternoon. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch. And I grew up in Brookfield, Illinois, and I went to high school in, I guess, Riverside Brookfield High School. And I went to school with this guy right here. His name is John Dumas, and he is the administrative director of the Share Food, Share Love Pantry in Brookfield. Hi, John.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I wanted to have you on during the Wintrust Business Lunch because I think it's really important to realize that there are a lot of people with food insecurities, and it might be your neighbor next door. It's not just in specific areas. It's all over, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think people would be shocked if they came to our pantry thinking that, you know, one of the areas we cover not only Brookfield, but 14 other communities as well, including Riverside and LaGrange. And people, you know, assume that they're not going to see that here. They think that this is only a problem, as you said, and in more of the depressed neighborhoods that they would be used to seeing that. But this happens everywhere. And we've done a lot of demographic research on our service area, those 15 communities that we serve. And every single one of them has people that are food insecure, including, you know, suburbs you would think would be relatively wealthy. They still have folks there that need it. And it's a lot of different circumstances. You never know. People are going along just fine, and all of a sudden they lose their job, or they get hurt, or they get sick, and they can't work anymore. And so then they don't have money for food or for the things that they need. So it happens everywhere. It's not just isolated into certain areas.
Right, exactly. And, you know, some people are too proud to ask for help. But, you know, when your kid has to go to bed with their stomach growling, that's no fun for anyone.
Absolutely. And that is why our pantry, our North Star, what we call our North Star, the thing that guides us in all of our decisions and everything that we do, is dignity. We know that for a fact, that that's the number one reason why people don't ask for help, is because of their dignity. They're ashamed, or they're thinking someone's going to ostracize them in some way. And so we put that at the front of everything that we do. And, you know, there are 7,000 people living at or below the poverty line in our service area, and we're serving about 600 of those households a month. So, you know, there are so many more people, 10 times as many people as we're actually getting to come to the pantry, need this help. They just don't come for it. So we do everything that we can. Our pantry is set up to look like a grocery store. We use regular shopping carts. We try to do everything in our power to make this as a same experience you would have going to the grocery store they have if they come to our pantry. So they're not here for a handout. They're not here in some way that is different than the average person. They're getting a very experience that's very similar to what anybody would get at a grocery store.
Well, you've come a long way, starting out in a church basement, and now it's pretty much like a grocery store. Tell us a little history of this.
Yeah, we started. This is we just had our 9th anniversary, so going into 2025 is going to be our 10th anniversary. We're going to be celebrating that all year, but it's actually going to be in December of next year. Will be 10 years. And yeah, we started in the basement of a church in about 1,500 square feet. And then during COVID, we actually, the number of people coming for food actually doubled literally overnight. All of a sudden, a lot of people got laid off and things in COVID. So we were all of a sudden just swamped, which was, you know, fine, except that then after a while, we realized that when COVID was over, we were going to go back inside. There was no way we were going to be able to fit all these people in that 1,500 square feet when they came for food. So we started looking for a place, and we were lucky enough to find a location. And now we're in a 7,000 square foot facility as a warehouse, and we have a walk-in cooler, and we have a lot more room, and we're able to serve a lot more people this way.
All right, and here's my question for anyone listening. Say someone listening needs help, or they know someone who needs help. How do people contact you to ask for, and what do you say? Some help, I guess we could say.
Sure. Well, we have the best thing to do is to go to our website, which is sharefoodsharelove.com. And all the information is on there about all the services that we provide. We don't only provide food assistance. We have something that we call our resource hub, where they can go in when they're here and they can get information on getting assistance with their rent or with their utilities or anything at medical care. We have a lot of partners that we partner with that can provide them with other services. We obviously can't do everything ourselves, but we have a lot of partners that are willing to serve them. So we have a lot of things to offer them besides that. Not all that information is on our website, but if they go to our website, you get the information about us. Our phone number's there. Our email is there. They can reach us anyway. They can also go to, we are an agency of the Greater Chicago Food Depository, so they can also go to that website, which is chicagosfoodbank.org. They can go there or just Google Chicago Food Depository, and that will tell them any pantry in Cook County. They can get information about that. They serve all the depository does all the Cook County pantries and soup kitchens and things, but they can also get information about pantries in other areas as well. And then they can also go to Feeding America. That's the national organization. They can Google Feeding America, and that will tell them pantries they can find all over the country, really, that can do this. So there's plenty of help out there. I really encourage people to come. It's really, I know it's very difficult. I think we've all been there at one time or another, but it's really important to get that help. Like you said, when you have children and things, you can't just kind of roll the dice on this. You need that help. And I know our pantry in particular, we go to great lengths to make you feel comfortable and to make you to make it clear that you are not here just for a handout, or that you're not somehow a different part of society. You're just our neighbors. Matter of fact, when we the people that come here for food, we don't call them customers or clients. We call them neighbors, because actually that's what they are. And if you came into the pantry, you would see people. If you looked at our waiting room while they're waiting to go in and get their food, you would be surprised, because I think people's perception is it's going to be a lot of homeless people or people in, you know, and these are people that look just like you and I. You wouldn't be able to pick them out of a lineup. This is not readily apparent by looking at them that these are people that are in need, but they are. So we encourage them to come, and it's not a, we're not going to treat you any differently than we treat anybody else.
We're all neighbors. I am very proud of you. John Dumas, Administrative Director. You're doing great work at Share Food, Share Love Pantry in Brookfield. Go to sharefoodsharelove.org. Merry Christmas to you, John, and thank you so, so much.
Thank you, dear. Take care.
All right, you as well. And we have news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom as we wrap up today's WinTrust Business Lunch.